Lovey Mouse in the Night Before Christmas. A Hashtag Real Adventure Book by Linda Goldfarb and Kelly Harris. Turn to page 5. What you see in front of you is Lovey Mouse with a candy cane, Lovey Mouse with an elf hat, Lovey Mouse with Santa's hat, and Lovey Mouse. This is a seek and find portion of Lovey Mouse in the Night Before Christmas. As we go through the pages, see how many pictures of Lovey you can find. She's gonna have disguises on, so look very carefully. Now let's turn the page and start our adventure. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, little children were stirring in search of Lovey Mouse. The stockings were hung, but what would they reap? If Gwen's night toy stayed missing, no one would sleep. My family all hustled, looking under each bed. As I began to worry, Daddy patted my head. Now look at the picture. Do you see snowflakes? How many snowflakes do you see? Let's count them together. 1, 2, 3, 4. Great job! Do you see some stockings hung on the mantle? You do! How many stockings do you see? 1, 2, 3. There's 3 stockings. Remember to come back and color the page and the stockings. Wait, I think I see someone hidden 2 times on this page. Guess you're gonna have to look and see who it is. Now, let's turn the page. Not Mommy, not Daddy, not Brother nor me could seem to find Lovey, though we looked frantically. The clock struck midnight when I heard the gate. Oh, no, I whispered. We're already too late. Do you see the clock on the page? I see the clock on the page. But wait a minute. There's no hands on the clock. How are we supposed to know what time it is? Wait, maybe you can help. Would you take just a moment and draw hands on the clock? Maybe you could draw what time it is where you are right now. If you're not sure, ask your mom and dad how you can do that. And remember to find who's hidden on the page. This is great! All right, go to page 8. On my way past the piano, I flew like a flash. I tore my blue nightie, but on me, not a scratch. The moon shined through the window like a spotlight ray on the stuffed toy Santa and his big red sleigh. I see a sleigh. I see a piano. I think you should color them. That would be so great. And you know what? Even though Santa's big sleigh was red, you can color it whatever color you want, because this is your book, and it's your adventure. Let's turn to the next page. When what to my sleepless eyes should appear but Lovey Mouse dressed up as Rudolph the reindeer? I took Lovey to Mommy, then jumped in bed quick, for I knew I was racing good old Saint Nick. Do you see Lovey Mouse reindeer? Of course you do. Where's the reindeer nose? Can you point to it? There it is, right there in the middle of Lovey Mouse's face. Oh my! And there's also some, what are they? Ornaments hanging from the reindeer antlers. How many ornaments do you see? One, two, three, four. There's a special fourth one, too, in a lot of different colors. I can't wait to see what you're going to do with this page. I hope you're having a great time. Now, let's go on. I thought I'd waited long enough for Santa to go. After all, we're in Texas, clear skies, no snow. But mid-step I froze, and what did I see? Santa's hat in his hand, his head bowed on one knee. Look on the page. This is the state of Texas. You see Lovey down there, kind of in the middle towards the bottom? You might want to ask your parents or your grandparents what city they think Lovey is closest to. Oh, I see someone's hat hanging around, too. This is going to be fun. What kind of animals do you think live in Texas? Is there something special that Texas is known for? Remember to come back and paint or color or draw something extra special on this page. Now let's see what happens next. The toys from his sack were placed carefully. Then he spoke like a friend would to someone I couldn't see. In this house, he said, with a tear-sprinkled beard, there's a gift far greater than I've delivered here. They know you, dear Jesus. Father's words adorn their walls. Your spirit shines brightly for your old man Claus. Who do you think Santa sees? Draw who you think it is in the big ornament on the page. Turn the page. I hid a while longer and couldn't help but stare. Who'd have thought I'd find Santa humbled in prayer? He bowed his head lower, and I did the same, but looked up when I heard my family listed by name. Bless Hunter, bless Harper, bless Fisher and Gwen. My heart raced, not expecting what happened then. On the page, you see a note, and it reads, God bless. Take a minute and write down the names of your family members under God bless. This way, you're asking God to bless the different people in your family. God loves you so much, and He loves your family, and He knows them by name. He knows exactly who you are and all of your family members, too. Isn't it nice that God knows our name? I think it's wonderful. When you're finished, turn the page and let's continue with the story. I slipped right next to Santa and he reached out his hand. Father bless sweet Eliza Jean. May she believe in your son Jesus, whom she's not actually seen. In the Bible, in the book of John, chapter 20, verse 29, Jesus said, blessed are those who've believed but not seen. That means that we are blessed when we believe in things about God and Jesus that we've not really seen. I wonder what's going to happen with Eliza Jean, because Santa asked God to bless her too. I can't wait to see how this story turns out. Let's go to the next page. I guess he couldn't help it, though it seemed like he tried. Santa's big shoulders shook softly while he cried. He took out a tissue, placed it to his nose, pinched tightly, then quietly gave it two blows. There's a lot of teardrops on this page. How many tears can you count? Take a moment and count the tears. Let me ask you a question. Do we only cry when we're sad? Do you sometimes cry because you've laughed so hard, or maybe because something has made you happy? I think we all can cry sad tears and happy tears. I think right now Santa was crying a little bit of happy tears because of what he's seen in this family. Let's keep going with the story. There, with a peace I'd not felt before, as Santa prayed boldly to his best friend once more, "Thank you, Father, for this family. I'd begun to lose hope, for so many celebrate blindly without you in their scope." Look on the page. Do you see the glasses on the face in the middle of the page? Sometimes people who cannot see wear dark glasses because it helps them, I guess, in a little way. Maybe you can color in the glasses that you see on the face on the page. What happens if you take your hands and put them over your eyes? Try that for a minute. Can you see anything? Not really. And sometimes that's what happens when we go through Christmas and we're only thinking about presents, or we're only thinking about ourselves. When we start thinking about others, when we start really thinking about Jesus and who He is, then we celebrate Christmas in a very special way. That's what this family in this story is doing this day. Let's go to the next page. I must have fallen asleep before Santa said amen, because I woke to see Gwen holding Lovey Mouse once again. No one else remembered the night like I did, seeing Santa praying from the spot where I hid. You see Lovey on the page? What do you think Lovey is dreaming about? Or maybe Lovey is saying a prayer. Draw something in the thinking cloud about what you think Lovey might be praying about or dreaming about. Let's go to the next page. You must have been dreaming. But I knew Dad was wrong. What I heard, what I felt, let me know I belonged. I'd seen something special. I'd seen Santa's heart. I see that's where love for my Jesus must start. Little Eliza Jean, she just made a discovery. She realized that her love for Jesus must start in her heart. You know, Jesus loves you. He loves you, and He loves your family too. On this page, you see a cross. That's where Jesus gave up everything. He paid a price so that you and I will be able to be with God one day. Jesus wants you to know He loves you and that you belong to Him. You can write your name in up above His. If your name was Linda, it would read, "Linda's Jesus." That's my Jesus. So put your name in there, and then you can claim it is your Jesus. He is yours forever and ever. There's someone hidden on the page. Be sure to look and circle them when you find them. Now let's turn to the next page. Speaking not a word, I blinked my eyes, I know now my best gift wasn't wrapped as a surprise. I jumped to my feet and let out a whistle, called attention to the manger, not the tree with the tinsel. Mom, Dad, it's not about stockings or a special toy. Christmas is about Jesus, God's gift, his baby boy. You find in the Bible a story about the birth of Jesus. And on this page, you see the manger. This is a part where Joseph and Mary traveled to Bethlehem. Let me read you from the Bible, Luke 2, verses 6 through 7. So it was that while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. This was baby Jesus. And she, Mary, gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes. That means she wrapped him tight in different pieces of cloth. It was wonderful. And laid him in a manger. A manger is where maybe sometimes horses or cattle or goats or cows eat out of. And baby Jesus was placed right in the middle of one. She placed him there because there was no room for them in the inn. That means little baby Jesus was born out where cows and sheep and different animals stay. Take just a moment. Maybe you can draw the different animals that you might find in a manger or in a stall or kind of out in a barn. Baby Jesus is right there. He was born just like you and me. And the reason he was born that way was so he would know exactly how you and I feel. So when you get sad, just remember, Jesus was a little boy, and he got sad. And when you hurt, he hurt too. And today, Jesus is living with God, because Jesus is God. I know, that's kind of hard to understand. But you can take a minute, maybe, and ask your mom and dad or grandma and grandpa about that. What does that mean, that Jesus was a boy, but Jesus is also God? In the Bible, we're told there's God the Father, God the Son, which is Jesus, and then God the Holy Spirit. Maybe we'll talk about him a little bit more in a moment. Right now, let's turn the page. We have more story to hear. Dad knelt down, his hands cupping my face. You're right, Eliza Jean. It's about God's amazing grace. Mom hugged my neck and wouldn't let go as she whispered in my ear, "Praise God, now you know." Here's the thing. What Eliza Jean figured out was that her love for Jesus had to begin in her heart, right? And she realized that Christmas wasn't about celebrating toys and presents and all of these other things. It was about the birth of God's Son, Jesus, in the manger with Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and the cows. Now, God brought Jesus into the manger so he could grow to be our Savior. You might want to ask Mom and Dad what that's about, because Jesus lived in such a way where he never did anything wrong. He was a perfect boy, a perfect man. And you and I, we're not perfect. I make mistakes all the time. And when I make mistakes, that's called sin, because sin makes God sad. But Jesus never sinned. He did everything the way his Father, Father God, asked him to do. And today, we're asked to do the same. to do exactly what God the Father says. So that means that we were sent someone special. We were given someone special. We were given the Holy Spirit. And when you and I ask Jesus to be our Savior, the Holy Spirit comes in, and then He helps to guide us every day. He helps us to know what's right and what's wrong. He helps us to feel nice and kind towards others. He helps us to know maybe if we're about to make a mistake. And as we grow, if we keep listening to Him from deep down inside, we learn every day that we can do more and more because of the Holy Spirit in us. Christmas isn't just one day a year. When Jesus was born, it was so that one day we would all be able to be with God in heaven because the Holy Spirit would be able to be in us when we ask Jesus to come into our heart and to guide us every day in the decisions that we make. Now, let's take a look at the next page. We spent the day together, as we had years before. We opened presents, visited loved ones, and ate food galore. I like to eat food. Lots of food sometimes. What's your favorite food? Say it out loud so your mom and dad know. You know, I like to open presents too. Presents are a lot of fun. But just like Eliza Jean, I know that the best present at Christmas is Jesus. He's what we celebrate. Maybe you might travel and visit family as you're going on your journey during the holiday time, during Christmas time. Do you know how they traveled when Jesus was little and when Jesus was a man? Sometimes they traveled on a donkey. Jesus traveled on a donkey when He came into the city as a grown man. He came in and He had to go on a journey, the journey that was going to save you and me. Look at your page right now. Do you see someone hiding behind the donkey on the page? You're right. Lovey Mouse. Lovey wanted to figure out what it might be like to travel on a donkey too. If you see the star in the middle of the page, this star is amazing. That's because it's a maze. What you're going to do is take your pencil or your finger or your colored pencil or even a crayon and draw a line from Lovey Mouse on the donkey through the maze. See if you can find the inside of the maze in the middle of the star without crossing any lines. You know what? Life sometimes is like that. Sometimes we think we're going to go one direction, then we have to make a different turn. Because life isn't easy here today. That's another reason why we have the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit can guide us through places when we don't know what's ahead. Today, you just have some fun going through the maze, see if you can find the middle. And maybe you can draw something special in the middle of the maze, something that you look forward to finding under the tree. Let's turn the page. But this day, I'm different. And as it comes to an end, I find myself feeling like Jesus is my friend. May we celebrate His birthday with glee and delight. Wishing Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. How did you like that story? I was so glad to share the story with you. But do you remember when Eliza Jean said that now she started feeling like Jesus was her friend? Let's go back to the Bible. In the book of John, there's someone hidden on the picture. In the word John. Yes. but it's in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 15. When I hear and know what Father is doing, Jesus calls me friend. Right here, Father is Father God. And the I, well, that's you and me. When we hear and know what God is doing, Jesus calls us His friend. Jesus wants to be your friend. He is your friend. He wants you to claim Him as your friend. I hope as you're going through this Christmas season that you and your family come together and talk and discuss things about Jesus maybe that you didn't know before. Always know whoever gave you this book, they love you very, very much. And maybe they're the person that you should talk to about Jesus. I think they would love to tell you their story and what Jesus has done and means in their life too. Well, that's the end of our story. It's not the end of the book. You have a few more pages to color, a few more loveys to find, and, well, there might be more discoveries in the pages. Go take a look. I'll see you next time. Have a merry, merry Christmas. Bye-bye.